back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, recording remotely as we all are tended to do so these days. This time around, reaching out to a pair of guests across the state of Michigan, as I have Jennifer Nash, Livingston County Treasurer, who also serves as president of the Michigan Association of County Treasurers. And we have a business owner, Tyson Kelly, owner of Asmar Market of Detroit. And welcome, Jennifer, and welcome, Tyson.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks for allowing me to share.
Excellent, excellent. So in recent weeks, Michigan Business Network has heard about legislation that's been introduced at the Capitol that'll address the Michigan Supreme Court ruling in July that had ruled unconstitutional treasurers' rights to keep the proceeds of property tax foreclosure sales. And so I'm going to start it out from the business perspective. We found it very timely to hear from a business owner's perspective their perception of the business property foreclosures and how partnerships between business owners and the Michigan County Treasurers have prevented foreclosures. So we'll start with Tyson. What has been your business's experience with foreclosure?
Well, you know, by owning one of the only black-owned stores in the city of Detroit, getting vendors and distributors is somewhat difficult because I really didn't have the connection and the inroads to do so. So because of that, you know, purchasing, you know, product, you know, not getting the breaks that some of the other stores are getting. So because of that, and, you know, trying to employ people in the community and in a low-income area, the income is just not coming in the way that I needed it to be to, you know, to take care of business, as well as, of course, property taxes and overhead. So my relationship with the Wayne County Treasurer, I was able to go in and have a conversation with them to share with them exactly what's going on, and they were able to, you know, to put me in a payment plan that would, you know, keep my property from being foreclosed on, and I could, you know, continue to do business and operate without, you know, that stress of knowing that I'm about to lose my property.
Perfect. You ran right into my second question of how your county treasurer helped you out, and you're certainly welcome to go into any other specifics that you think might hold a common thread to what other business owners could expect from their county treasurers. So you can continue the answer there if you care to.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I guess what we need to do is just, you know, make sure we reach out. Sometimes, you know, we get to the point to where you get stressed out and you get to a point to where if you can't make it happen, you know, sometimes just throw our hands up and we walk away. But if we, you know, reach out, you know, explain the situation, you know, I just believe that, you know, they explained to me, you know, we don't want your property, but, you know, we do have to collect the taxes. And, you know, they were able to work with me. So that's one of the biggest things that I would share, just to, you know, make sure that we reach out and share our experiences and our circumstances.
Excellent. I think that also goes well as your answer for why you would think that it's important for businesses to know about the resources out there to help them avoid the foreclosure. So, all right. And I'll come back to you at some point in this interview, but we'll get Jennifer involved now. And I'd love to hear what could change with the new legislation that you're supporting through your position with the Michigan Association of County Treasurers.
Yeah. Supreme Court ruling that you referred to earlier is, we commonly call it Raffelli. And that decision basically said that people who have an interest in the property that has foreclosed have a right to any remaining proceeds from the sale of that property should it foreclose, after all the taxes and the costs for that sale have been paid. So the legislation that has been proposed, Senate Bill 1137 and Senate Bill 676, as well as House Bill 6288, are all legislative pieces that are the next step following that decision. These proposed bills give the mechanism, give the process for how a former interest holder could claim those proceeds. So that is largely what changes with the pending legislation.
Excellent, excellent. So from what I understand, in 2019 alone, county treasurers statewide prevented over 97% of property tax foreclosures. Do you think that will change with this new legislation?
I don't know that it changes. I think county treasurers, really, from day one, have really focused and used their community resources and a variety of different methods for helping to prevent foreclosure. And they'll continue to do that, even with the changes, you know, that we see coming. As Tyson said, the whole intent is to get the taxes paid. County treasurers don't want to foreclose. foreclosure in some cases has to happen if that's the only remedy to collect the taxes. So I think county treasurers will continue to use what's available to them. And Tyson made a great point when he said, just reach out to your county treasurer. We can't help if we don't know the whole story and the scenario. And oftentimes we can help in it with payment plans or whatever it might be. So Tyson made a great point there. But I think county treasurers will continue to do tax foreclosure prevention as best they can.
Excellent, excellent. So we expect this legislation to be picked up again by the Michigan legislature when they reconvene after the election. Do either Tyson or Jennifer have any thoughts regarding that or what you anticipate to be coming?
Well, we're hoping from the county treasurer's perspective, we're hoping these bills pass. We think they're good legislation. And so we're hoping for, you know, a speedy enactment, and we will hit the ground running and implement and comply with the Michigan Supreme Court's ruling.
Perfect. Any last words, Tyson, to share from a business owner's perspective?
Yeah, just, you know, from Jennifer said, I really, anything that the treasurer's office can do to help, you know, owners and homeowners, and it seems like that's what this legislation is going, is to pretty much to, make sure that if people lose their property, anything above goes back to the individual, from my understanding. But, you know, at the same time, I guess that wouldn't really prevent foreclosures. But again, reach out, you know, make sure that you let your treasurer's office know exactly what the situation is. And I really have witnessed that they will help, and they will, you know, allow you to sleep well.
Excellent. Well, Tyson, Jennifer, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Thank you so much.
And once again, we've been speaking with Tyson Kelly, an owner of Asmar Market in Detroit, Michigan, along with Jennifer Nash, Livingston County Treasurer, who also serves as president of the Michigan Association of County Treasurers. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.